This is Gamercast episode 366, Garden Warfare. This is the show recorded on the 20th of January, 2014. Yeah, I'm your host, my name is Paul, and join me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
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 So what's happening?
I'm a bit blurry, that's what's happening. I don't know, not a huge amount. It's still January. There's a lack of stuff. What was I going to say, though? I was going to say, but, blah, blah, blah. But I can't remember what the blah, blah, blah was.
Blah 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 blah
blah blah blah
blah.
Yeah, so it's all slim pickings. Is that the right term? I don't know.
Slim pickings. So it is slim picking time. So let's tell everyone what they can do to help support Gamercast. Visit our Twitter thing, twitter.com/
Gamercast.
Gamercast.
.net. Gamercast.
It's just Gamercast, and we don't even know ourselves, do we? No, it's just Gamercast. Because we were badass on Twitter and quickly got that.
I've been Twitter account for a while now.
Also, Facebook, facebook.com/gamercast.net. Or if you just search for Gamercast on there, you'll see the goofy orange picture with three weird people on it. Like that, because we're doing cool stuff. Because all the people that moaned about Name That Game disappearing from the show, it's now on Facebook. With pictures.
Instead of audio.
Because it actually makes my life somewhat easier.
Well, I could take part in it too now if you wanted. Except you never let me do it normally.
Muddy mug. Yeah, you could actually do some weeks, couldn't you? Because the things that I post are all just the same games over and over and over again.
Kind of. I can do some obscurities.
Large running Elder Scrolls thing I've got going on about mud crabs. Because it's mud crab week.
It's mud crab week.
God, maybe we'll change the title to Garden Mud Crab. tempting. Yeah, so I suppose we better do some news, eh? Mm-hmm. So why are we talking about the Banner Saga?
I'm saying it's out.
Okay, it's out.
So the Banner Saga is a game that was launched by, funded by Kickstarter back in April 2012, similar around the same time as, when Double Fine made Kickstarter all kind of popular for a while with Broken Age.
They bought Elite Dangerous.
Elite Dangerous came later.
Banner
Saga was funded by Kickstarter. They got, I think, $700,000, I believe. Beautiful looking 2D RPG strategy game, so it's got turn-based battles, which are completely 2D. The animations look absolutely gorgeous. If you go on the website, we've got a trailer on there that you can watch. Like, there's kind of in-between movies that you get, which are 2D animated as well. But the combat just looks stunning. And you can pick up Banner Saga for $18.99 via Steam, or you can actually pay an extra £4, so $22.99, and get a copy of the soundtrack with it as well. Because the soundtrack was done by someone who won an award, and apparently it's really nice. Banner Saga looks cool. I'm tempted to pick it up just because of the combat. But I don't really have the time to play a huge amount of things at the moment, so I'm trying to be good and not buy too many games right now. Isn't that right?
Uh-huh. No games.
Next up, Silence the Whispered World 2. So Daedalic have announced a few more things about this. They only announced it a little while back. But it was kind of rumoured that, you'd play as Sadwick, who was the character from...
Who's that?
He was this really annoying little guy from Whispered World. However, you're not playing as him. Well, he had an annoying voice, but he was a kind of cool character as well, and he had a little caterpillar thingy. And so he's now no longer the playable character, And you now play a 16-year-old Noah, who was a young boy that Sadwick saw in... Well, at the end of Whispered World, if you haven't played it yet. Whispered World is a lovely 2D adventure game. However, they've changed it up a little bit, because now the game is 3D.
At least. Uh-oh. Many games did not survive the transition to 3D.
It looks really nice.
So did Simon the Sorcerer 3D and Lemmings 3D.
Simon the Sorcerer 3D didn't look nice.
It did for its time.
Did it? Oh, I suppose it did.
Look. Just what I just said.
But, I mean, that looks kind of cool, that picture. It's a PC game.
PC! Oh my god, it's
what
amazing.
That's what I have to say for Paul. PC. Oh my god, it's a PC game! Oh, it's way better.
It's so amazing, I'm probably not going to play it.
However, like, visually it looks really nice. It's just going to be a bit different, of course, to what people are used to. Mm-hmm. Especially because you don't play as Sadwick as well. But, yeah, I mean, 3D environments, fancy original 2D. I believe that. I mean, that looks like a 3D image to me. It's got 2D backdrops from the looks of it as well. It's supposed to be coming out late 2014 for Windows and Macintosh. I imagine they'll show some more stuff on the game fairly soon, now that they've given a few more details on it. Maybe some, like, a teaser trailer or something like that. Next up, another adventure game. Adam's Venture Chronicles is being released for the PlayStation Network. So Adam's Venture is a series of three episodes of an adventure game that arrived on PC, I think it was between 2009 and 2012. So the first game, not being mean to them, didn't look great. However, with the second game slash episode, whatever you want to call it, they decided to use Unreal 3. And it was a massive leap up for them. The game itself looked lovely. They had lovely VFX. The character models looked nice. The environments were like one of the best bits of it. The voice acting was a little bit iffy. And the game itself is set upon Christian values. So, firstly, the story is based around kind of some Christianity
Jesus
stuff.
Jesus had days like these.
But as well as it teaches like... Non-violence, is that the right term?
Jesus, non-violent.
It teaches, like, values that violence isn't needed to make an interesting game. And it was...
Tell the Crusaders that.
I'm just saying what
Tell
I know of
the
game.
Old Testament that.
I reviewed, like, episode 2 and 3 for the website, I believe, but I still haven't played episode 1. But comparing 1 with 2 and 3, they're quite different. However, for this Adam's Adventure Chronicles, which has been released for PSN, as I said, they're merging the three episodes together to make one uniform package, polishing the game, and just generally releasing it how they wanted to from the start. So they had to kind of chop it up into three episodes in order to actually get it developed in the end, which was why it came out between 2009 and 2012. But yes, that's coming out 4th and 5th of February, so an adventure game. Very puzzle heavy. The puzzles are quite, I say, logic puzzles. They sometimes fit within the game, sometimes they don't. But it was an interesting game to play. goes across loads of different environments, and it's set in the 1920s. And it will be $11.99 for all three episodes. It will be released in America and Europe, and any PlayStation Plus members who purchase it will receive a 20% discount when buying the game. Next up, cool news. So the Xbox One, of course, came out, what, 22nd of November?
Something like that.
Is that right? And it's already got its first limited edition controller announced. So I love special controllers and limited edition things.
I hate special edition controllers.
Special edition controllers, of course, because it also usually they're quite drawing to the eye, so they look quite different. I like my Tomb Raider controller. It's really nice. My ODST controller I still think is my favourite. However, my batteries have leaked inside it, yep.
How many controllers do you need, bro?
All the special ones.
I need one.
I never bought, like, the Fable 3 one and stuff like that, did I? Only buy them when I think they look really, really
nice.
So
you're actually buying Titanfall?
I'll pick it up, won't I?
Can I just say it looks atrocious?
Does it? I like the look of the controller.
No, the controller looks atrocious.
I like it.
No, it looks terrible.
Oh. Well, either way, they've announced a controller for it. There's a picture of it on the website, and I reckon, I don't know if Paul was about to show it or not. It's quite a stylized design. It's been created with Microsoft and Respawn, the developers, collaborating together to base a controller around. I think it's the carbine what do they call it? Carbine? Oh, a C-101 carbine. So it's the... I don't know, it's one of the guns that the... Is it the Elite
Titan? Have your notes back.
Oh, the Titan pilots have. So it's based around their gun, so the whole design of the controller is using... Well, it's got C-101 on it, and it's got a serial number, the armory it's from, and some stuff. I don't know, I think it looks interesting. I like white.
Looks a bit tacky, to be honest.
It looks a little bit Crisis 2 with all the little honeycomb bits.
I don't mind that. I can deal with that. What I don't like, I actually don't mind the weird black diagonal.
You don't like the orange?
Jib jab. It's the other side of the controller.
So you don't like the orange?
No. Orange, white, and black. I mean, that's GamerCast gone horribly wrong. You have orange or white, or you have black and orange. You don't mix black, white, and orange.
I don't know. I think something about the design is it's a bit hard to pick up on that. We've got a picture on the website, and you can search on the internet as well.
Here's a picture for those people who are watching.
It's quite... I don't know. I think it feels quite... Now, this should be the right term, mecha. Someone apparently has...
Why are we going to mecha?
Mecha. M-E-C-H-A. Not M-E-C... Is that M-E-C-C-A? Mecha? I don't
know. As a religious person who has to face mecha on a regular basis...
I think it fits the kind of the style of large robots.
I think Mech Warrior Online disagrees.
I think it fits the is although it feels a lot more Japanese in design than the game is, because of course, not being a Japanese game at all.
Japanese mech games don't mix. Unless it's still Italian, then they still don't mix.
The wireless controller is going to be launched around the same time as the game, so before March 13th at some point. And if you don't have a second controller yet, or you didn't pick up a day one edition and you want a nice controller, or a different controller, you can always pick this up. I think it's nice that they're doing this already. Now, do you think they're going to release a console that looks like that?
If they released a console with that weird diagonal design, it would be the most disgusting console known to man.
I think they'd only do it if they know it can ship, if it can sell that many consoles.
Don't need it.
Because, of course, the special consoles you get for the Microsoft things, you get, what, Gears, Halo, CODs, the things that will ship consoles.
To be honest, I really wish they would do that. It's so annoying.
I like special things. I'd have a Luigi 3DS if I didn't already have a Pikachu one. The Luigi ones are nice. Anyways, next up...
they're boring.
As you may know, if you know of the game from the title, Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
Or Call of Duty Garden Warfare 4. Or 3. 4.
Which is the upcoming, I suppose...
Garden game.
Garden third-person strategy... Four-player co-op
tower defense
Plants vs. Zombie game for consoles. Well, I think is it coming out on PC as well?
It's got to be PC as well.
Well, it's coming out on 360 and Xbox One first. They've got exclusivity. So it's had its date release date moved slightly. I think it's by about a week.
How long is the exclusivity for?
I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it's an exclusive to them.
Yeah, but for how long?
I have a thing open for it, so it may...
Let's look on the Steam store. Wasteland 2. Nah, it's not the same. Plants versus Zombies. Nothing even comes up.
Oh, a PC version will be available at a later date. So originally, the game was coming out...
Garden Warfare is not even listed on Steam.
21st of... I keep closing things by mistake. 21st of February originally. And it's only gone back a little bit. It's now coming out February 27th on Xbox 360 and PlayStation. I'm so used to saying the words Xbox 360 with PlayStation 3. Xbox 360 and Xbox One. And then PC at a later date. But no official announcement to when that will be. It is single player only. There is no multiplayer. The game itself, like if the retail prices are staying the same, EA announced... ages ago that it's going to be £35 on Xbox One and £25 on Xbox 360.
£35?
That's what they announced when they first did... Well, when they did a press release... When was this press release from? There's no date. Oh, November 21st, last year.
You can get Lego Marvel for like 25, and that's an actual game.
Oh, it's available for pre-order on Origin.
Oh yeah, of course, Origin. Not Steam, not Origin. Well, funnily enough, I don't have Origin running. Well, Ben is going to crash my computer.
There you go. Oh, that says 40 quid there. Wow, this was an EA press release that said 35.
Okay, so...
they've changed their minds.
Origin is advertising 360 and Xbox One games somehow.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they're
maybe
doing
they're
that.
Just reselling a code from Microsoft and adding 5 quid to the price. But yeah, 40 quid, 35 quid for plants. I mean, what the hell, man?
It's also coming out February 25th for those in North America wanting to pick it up.
So what's the deal with this game? I take it it's not Plants vs. Zombies. It's a third person.
It's all about the multiplayer.
But it's a single player game, isn't it?
No. Oh. There's no single player. Game has more than 10 maps, 3 distinct modes, including 12v12 competitive multiplayer, which is called Garden and Graveyards and Team Vanquish, and also a 4-player co-op mode called Garden Ops.
So basically it's Battlefield reskinned.
Garden and Graveyards, you must defend your garden bases from zombies attempting to turn them into spooky graveyards. Players can also square off in Team Vanquish as they try and send out their other team to the compost pile. But gamers that just want to have a fun time with their friends, they can do Garden Ops, battling off waves of zombies on the attack. Multiplayer only.
20 quid? 20 quid? I mean, 20 quid I think would be expensive.
And only 10 maps as well.
I mean, as long as you've got one good map, that's all you really need.
Mm.
No point. I don't know,
I did like the screenshots when they put them out, and I quite liked watching the video, but I don't know. It's saying you kind of want to play a demo of to know if you'd enjoy it. That, and you, of course, definitely need 4 friends if you want to do the wave stuff. You don't really want to do that with random people. Because multiplayer games with random people don't usually work out the way they should do.
Okay, this is what we do. Dear EA, please give me a copy of this game, and then I will decide if I don't like it or not. Sincerely, some guy. Right, done. Let's move along to Final Fantasy
Broken Age.
Age.
So, another Kickstarter game, Broken Age, as I mentioned it previously in the show. So, it's available now for any backers of the game to Kickstarter.
That's chickily dangerous.
So, if you gave enough money, you can have a beta version of the game, and also if you gave enough money you can get the soundtrack. So it's all dependent on your tier. You should have received a Humble Bundle link recently. Humble Store link recently, which will take you to a page on the Humble Store where you can redeem your Steam code, and it can also tell you what other things that you've got from backing however much money you backed. If you weren't a backer, you will be able to purchase the official soundtrack, which you can get for free if you backed. Well, it's not free because you paid for it. You can get the official soundtrack via Bandcamp, which will come out on January 28th, which is the official game's release date. So if you play the game and like the soundtrack, you'll be able to pick that up as well. Next up, as Paul was also mentioning, Final Fantasy VI.
Brand new game.
Or Final Fantasy VI. Actually, I've got to show you that.
What?
The official PlayStation magazine I picked up.
Mm-hmm.
Has an article on... the thing that kind of drew my attention was, can I have a copy of Grand Theft Auto Ivy? And that was on the cover. I think it was PlayStation magazine. It was quite funny. They had Tales from... It was called, like, Tales from the Game Store or something like that. Or Tales from a Game Store.
Tales from the Game Store.
And,
is this game any good?
Well, someone apparently asked, like, oh, I want a game, a Doctor Who game, but you play as the Daleks. Not as Doctor Who. You only get to play as the Daleks and you get to kill people. Do you have that game? And I saw that and I was just like, oh, wow.
Hey, check this out.
Reminds me.
It's from PC Gamer in July 2004. So article about Elite Four coming out and how it was going to ship in mid-2006.
Wow.
Nice one, David Braeburn.
The thing is, you can find the same kind of article if you go in an Edge, there's a copy of Edge, where it says Omicron Karma was going to release in 2009. And me and Charlotte read it, like, back in 2006, just before we were going off to uni. And we were like, wow, when we finish university, this game's going to be out. And it never came out.
This is an interview with him.
Yeah.
With the bloke.
This was on, like, a bit, because they were talking to David Cage, I think, if I remember right.
He didn't have a silly jumper on in that picture.
No, he looks like he's on a boat.
That's David Braeburn, living the rich life.
Was this you trying to see if you can play the game yet?
Seeing if they've got an idea exactly when they're going to release a beta.
I know. Anyway, back on track. Final Fantasy VI has been released for Android devices now. It's available on Google Play for, well, I'm not sure what the equivalent will be, $16 for Final Fantasy VI. I mean, they released Final Fantasy VI on PS1 as a standalone game. It came out just before Final Fantasy X came out, because it came with a demo of Final Fantasy X. So, if you didn't pick that up, and you've never played Final Fantasy VI before, you didn't play on the SNES, you'll be able to pick it up for Android devices now. It is a remake version, so it's not the original version. It's, I think, the 2006 remake edition. Oh, it's from stuff from the 2006 remake. Oh, wow, was that when it came out? Was that long ago? Well, not that long ago, actually. Yeah, so as long as you've got an Android 3.2 device, at least, recommended 4.0 or later, you can pick it up for £16. I guess it'll be expensive. For a game that's already been released a few times. So more soundtrack news. Well, they're just one. I think I was going to mention another thing originally as well. Tearaway, so gorgeous game on PlayStation Vita. If you haven't played it, I recommend you do. If you don't own a Vita, then maybe you can't play it, but if you're thinking of picking one up, it's definitely a game you should buy. It's got a lovely soundtrack to it, and they've actually just released the soundtrack, unfortunately via the PlayStation Store. I'm not sure what the terms are on getting that music off your PS3/Vita or whatever, and putting it on, like, you know, your phone or whatever. But it's got a really nice soundtrack to it. The soundtrack is an hour and 15 minutes long, and there's 44 tracks, and it's £3.99, which is a reasonable price. I'd pay £4 for that soundtrack if I know I can get it off my PS3, so I might have a look at doing that, because I've got lots of money in my wallet which I can spend. So yeah, Tearaway soundtrack, check it out if you're a fan of Tearaway. Don't shake your head, I enjoyed Tearaway. Except for annoying fiddly bits with rolling around. That was frustrating. Now I'm on to DLC news, because there's been some for the start of this year. Actually, there's been quite a few of them. Adventure Time Explore the Dungeon, because I don't know. Why doesn't that fit in? Why didn't I put that in? Explore the Dungeon because I don't know, which is a game that came out recently on Wii U, PS3, Xbox 360. I think that's all it came out on. Well, on the 360, PS3 and Wii U, they've announced DLC, which is three new playable characters, which is Peppermint Butler, Gunter, and King of Mars. DLC on 360 is $129 per character, and on PS3 and Wii it's $159 per character. So if you played that and you want to play as some of the characters, Paul's being a bit weird. That's why I'm laughing. For anyone who's wondering. Muramasa Rebirth has had some DLC announced, which is coming out very shortly. So Fishy Tales of the Necromata.
Fishy Tales.
And
Fish.
Which is the first Genroku Legends DLC to be released. Is coming out on January 22nd, even, for PlayStation Vita. You can play as Okoi.
Commander Jacotei. What's he doing here?
Is a girl possessed by the Necromata Mike.
Necromata? It's Sauron!
Oh, wow.
Quick, get him.
Get
him.
You exchange your demon blades for claws and mythic demon powers as you ravage your enemies with Okoi's paws. Or learn new demon skills and bring forth hordes of cat allies to fight for you. Demon. Sounds amazing, because cats are a good theme at the moment, with Mario 3D Land having an adorable Mario dressed as a cat. Which is amazing. Oh, I don't have a price point for it, but it's coming out January 22nd. So if you picked up Muramasa, because it's, of course, a PlayStation Vita game on a console that really, really needs some more games, you can check that out. And then last on the DLC front, Last of Us Left Behind has been given a release date, which is pretty cool. I only finished The Last of Us fairly recently, just after Christmas, I think it was, because I hadn't finished it, and no one had spoiled anything for me. And I was like, you know what, I should play this, so at least I can talk to people about it. I'd got fairly far, like up to the university, so I just had a little segment left to go. So yeah, that's enjoyable. Finish The Last of Us if you haven't yet, because you'll need to finish it so you can play the DLC, Left Behind. It's coming out February 14th, so on Valentine's Day, which is also when... Is that Far Cry comes out on that day? Yeah, I think Far Cry was coming out on that day. The Far Cry Wild Thingy Collection. The DLC looks really interesting. So it's based around Ellie, so it's a prequel to the actual game. So you know, of course, Ellie will be fine.
Who's Ellie?
She's the girl from Last of Us.
Oh, The Last of Us.
You play as Ellie, and you're with her friend Riley, who is actually mentioned in the game. If you don't know that she's mentioned in the game and you have finished it, it's quite close to the end that she mentions her name. I think it'll be interesting. There's a trailer that you can watch, which is quite new. However, I'm not going to watch it because I don't want to spoil anything, because it seems all story related.
Oh, spoiler trailers, eh?
I don't like spoiler trailers. I don't mind teasers that are very, you know, brief and don't spoil a single moment. But it's hard, of course, because you've got to show what people want. 14th of February. It's going to cost $15 in the America. I'm not sure how much it will cost elsewhere. And apparently the American version, and maybe the UK version, includes a dynamic theme and a comic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's awesome. I'm looking forward to taking out The Last of Us again to get that a play. So that's cool. Next up, something that actually fell off my radar, and I only found out about it today. There's a new Call of Cthulhu game that's been announced, which is being made by Frogwares, who are the developers of Sherlock Holmes, the recent Sherlock Holmes game. They're making the brand new, is it Testament of Sherlock Holmes, which looks stunning and is amazing. And they're now working on a Call of Cthulhu game with their new tech, so I imagine it's going to be good stuff. All they've released so far is concept art. However, it all looks like it's got the right kind of feel to it, and hopefully they can do a really good job with that, because they make fairly good Sherlock Holmes games. I think that's really cool. It's always nice to hear when people are working on things that like are really interesting. Not that nobody's working on things that aren't interesting. When things get announced out of the blue and you don't expect them, it's always cool. Focus Home have noted that Frogwares are releasing it on PC and next-gen consoles. The new Sherlock's actually coming out on PS4, so they've obviously got that to play around with. Hopefully Xbox One as well. No mention of what perspective the game will be, what style of game it will be, if it's anything like previous Cthulhu games. Hopefully they'll announce more info soon. It was actually announced on their Twitter, I believe. So that's cool. And then finally, Dead Rising 3 news. There is a DLC coming out tomorrow for Dead Rising 3. It costs $7.99, or you can purchase it in the Season Pass for $23.99, which is 25% cheaper. 25% cheaper than normal cost, so £8. I imagine you then also get any kind of small DLCs that they release. It's called Operation Broken Eagle. Introduce a host of improvements to single player and co-op gameplay. That's about thingies. Broken Eagle. First episode in the untold stories of Lost how did you say? Do you remember how you say the name?
Peridida.
Peridos. I can just say things multiple times, and I just say it exactly the same every single time. You play Spec Ops Commander Adam Kane on a mission that challenges everything he believes in and sets him up to capture the missing president of the United States.
Nah, how did you not find it?
New mission, 5 new weapons, new combo weapon, a new vehicle, new clothing outfits, plus additional G's in Yama squads, and the ability to carry experience points back into Dead Rising 3. As well as that, there is a patch coming out for the game, which apparently some websites are saying is 13 gig download. That includes stability. Yep.
13 gig.
Gigabytes.
No. Okay. 13 gig. Why is it 13 gig?
I don't know. That's what places are saying.
I mean, if they were replacing half the assets in the game, I kind of see it. But surely 13 gig is a bit excessive.
It is a very excessive download. All they say is it's got stability issues, stability fixes, performance issue fixes. I keep saying issues instead of fixes.
Surely patches to the executable would be in the order of kilobytes. A megabyte.
But I think, actually, no, didn't one of the things, because we were both confused with the 13 gig. It has content inside of it for DLC episodes 3 and 4.
Okay.
So, obviously, it already includes DLC pack 1 and 2, 1 launching tomorrow, and 3 and 4 are on the game already. So, there's, you know, all the textures they're adding, environment pieces, character models.
Yeah, but I don't think they should add content for DLC
before it comes out.
In a required update for the game.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day,
it's taking up your hard drive.
I'm not going to get that content. And what's... I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, the only thing I can think of is Capcom thinking, if they buy this DLC, they want it downloaded straight away to play it.
They recommend getting it to ensure compatibility with the online players and all add-on content that's coming out shortly.
So is this... Okay, so, well, depending on how the content's set up, maybe you can see it. You just can't use the content.
Yeah.
In if that's the case, then, yeah, obviously it would be required for the game to work and maintain compatibility between DLC versions and non-DLC versions, but it still seems like a really giant patch for...
Yeah. However, you know, if you've had issues with stability and stuff like that, and there's some smart glass fixes, UI updates... achievement-related fixes. If you've had any things like that, it could help you out, but it means you're taking up 13 gig of your space on your hard drive.
Well, not necessarily 13 gig more, because obviously some of it will be replacing files.
Mm.
Although, of course, it's patched properly, it will just replace parts of files. This isn't a PlayStation 3. This is an Xbox. We can do part swaps of files.
Oh, I.
In it, bruv.
So yeah, that's it for the news this week.
Oh no, that means I need to find a soon clip for the new releases, isn't it, bruv? Let's do that.
How many accents are you?
They're more than one accent. New releases this week. Yeah, so there's some fantastic games coming out this week. Over to Catherine.
Ollie Ollie.
This a skate game?
Yeah, we mentioned this last week. So it was given a release date. It comes out tomorrow on PlayStation Vita, I believe. PlayStation Vita. And it's a 2D skateboarding game. So it's sidearm and you're performing tricks.
Sounds marvellous.
Not many skateboarding games come out these days.
That's because nobody buys them, because they're all rubbish.
It's because they're all playing with scooters instead of skateboards.
Paul Smith's Pro Scooter Championship 14. I think I'm going to release that.
Yeah.
Actually, someone do up some funky graphics for Paul Smith's Pro Scooter and I'll post it on the website.
Is this you, like, doing a trick on a scooter?
Just
a picture of you with, like, a leg out.
Just put something cool together and we'll put it on the Facebook page.
So yeah, that's out. So
preferably wearing full motorbike gear.
I believe it's a download-only title, so you'll be able to pick it up off the PSN store. And then we've got Dragon Ball Z Battle of Z. I said it right. Paul's got his thumb up because I didn't say Dragon Ball Z.
It's Dragon Ball Z.
Battle
because
of Z.
We're in a country called the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. In this country, we pronounce the letter Z, Z. Therefore, it is Z. If they want to spell it, if they want to pronounce it Z, you spell it Z-E-E. Double
like,
E,
like
because
E.
It's a magic E, and you need the magic E on the end to turn the E before it into an E sound rather than an E sound. So Z-E would be Z. The extra E turns it into Z. Comprende?
So yeah, this is coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PlayStation Vita.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, Dragon Ball Z game, Dragon Ball, sorry, Dragon Ball Z games don't come out that often.
Good, because they're terrible.
I mean, we of course reviewed, was it Raging Blast?
Someone reviewed it for the website, didn't they?
Yeah.
Danny Taz Taylor, or whatever his name was. The villain.
But yeah, so this is a fighting game. First game for quite some time now. Oh, yeah. Since the Kinect one they made. I don't think that did very well. Four-player mode, and also an eight-player battle royale, online multiplayer, dynamic boss battles. Multiplayer focus game, however, there are single player features available. But it's a fighting game, and you know, fighting games are about beating each other up.
Indeed.
So, yeah, if anyone's a fan of the Dragon Ball Z manga, anime stuff, books, and TV, or the video games, you can always check it out. I think it's Art. Did I see that? It said Art Dink.
Art Dink.
Can't be Art Dink, really. What is Art Dink?
Dink.
Because they usually make are they the train people's A-Train, yeah. Art Dink make A-Train.
Don't ask me, I just work here. And to be honest, I don't work very hard.
And they do a lot of things like that. Can't interrupt. Simulating mechs. So yeah, that's kind of all the releases for this week, as of course it's still January and there aren't many games coming out.
Fun-filled week this week. Next week we've got a decent game coming out. Shame it's a game we've already played.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's about it. I read something interesting, but I didn't think it was newsworthy, that apparently the Wallace and Gromit games have all been taken down off digital platforms now. Telltale's license ran out. So now I can never play the other episodes of Wallace and Gromit on XBLA.
Whoa, so the license ran out, so they weren't even able to sell it anymore.
Yeah, and they have...
They really should have negotiated that a bit better,
shouldn't
they? They
have no plans to renew the license. I don't think Wallace and Gromit did very well.
Who negotiated that?
Well, Telltale said they have no plans to...
If I negotiated a thing, I would have rights to release that game in exchange for paying you guys a percentage of the revenue.
They obviously just paid for a license that just runs out. But it's a shame, because I actually... I mean, I own them all on Steam...
It's like me buying the James Bond license, and the license runs out. So that's the end of that chapter.
I think it's a shame though, because they were quite cute. It's quite British, of course. Wallace and Gromit. I mean, do America really get Wallace and Gromit? I don't know.
I don't know because I don't like America.
But yeah.
Look at this American in Lake City.
They, you know...
Lake City. Wens-
do they eat Wensleydale? Do they mainly eat Wensleydale? I can't think. They're from Midlands Way, aren't they?
I don't know. I don't like Wallace and Gromit. It's rubbish.
Sorry, I grew up with Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah.
I liked it. Although then it went a bit too mainstream. And they made video games.
Yeah, indeed.
So yeah, that's kind of it for this week.
Yeah, check out our Facebook page. Like our Facebook page, because Name That Game is on the Facebook page.
And how about someone make, what is it,
Paul Smith's Pro Skate Scooter, whatever the hell it is.
Scooter Challenge 14.
Yeah. If make some box art.
If someone makes box art for that, I'll find something to give you.
Okay. How's that for a deal? Just email it to feedback@gamercast.net.
You can always put it on the Facebook page.
Or post it on our Facebook page, and if we like it, we will like it. So.
If anyone bothers, I'll give them something.
Can I do it?
No. You don't need anything.
What have you got?
I'm not giving you a pile of money. Because I know that's what you'd want, a pile of money.
I don't have the money.
Yeah, if anyone give does it, I'll dig something out and give it to him.
Okay.
I just need a postal address to send.
So, yeah, we'll be back next week.
Mm-hmm.
We have 367 and perhaps a talk about the release coming out next week that we've already played, because we're not going to mention it this week because it's next week.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to give you a reason to tune into next week's show, because there ain't much else.